do not care about numbers or money. Just put your content. Once your content is good, of which your content is already good, people will start looking out for you.
Yes, guys, it is the Power Talks with Suna, Ronald, myself. This is a podcast that aims to bring conversations about digital and media business on a record where thought leaders guide and help us to understand the market needs, which will shape the industry for the very best at global standards. Myself and the team have created this show not only because we have history in professional digital marketing for brands, but we felt a call to action to share knowledge with industry players that this would be the right thing to provide solutions to aspiring entrepreneurs in the digital landscape.
Welcome. Today, guys, I have one of the favorites, most admired right now, very tech savvy, social media savvy. I could say very influential on Twitter when you talk about topics that are quite trending. And he's also a trends man. He sets trends. He's a trendsetter, a comedian as well. Collins, aka Emeka. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm glad to have you on the podcast. You're quite one of the first people I think were very pumped up when we are releasing our first season. So I commend you for the receptive audience you gave us towards our first season. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And on the matter of a fact, if at all there are people that who don't know you, first of all, would you take this opportunity to introduce yourself? I still fight to get your real full names. I know Collins is one of your real names. Probably tell us what you do. Just a simple brief about you.
Well, my real name is Barija Collins Majezi, aka Emeka the Romantic Mochiga. I'm a radio presenter. I work with Galaxy FM, 100.2 Galaxy FM Zina. I'm a comedian. I MC corporate events. I am an influencer. Yeah, I do quite a number of things.
Awesome. And that's where actually we've seen you rise. We'll get social media trends. And of course, we've seen your activity, your inception into your new role, which is Galaxy FM. I believe this is the year you joined Galaxy. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. I joined Galaxy this year.
Exactly. And actively you are so full throttle when it comes to utilizing features on social media. You have a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Where you drop your skits. Very interesting content over there.
Thank you.
Where you mimic a couple of various characters of well-known figures we know in the country.
Yeah.
And the things that we've seen in the wake of COVID-19, we've seen social media companies like Twitter bringing features like Twitter Spaces. And Twitter Spaces has been thing that you have been highly engaged in. What do you make of Twitter Spaces? And let's start from there. What do you make of it? When you think about it, when you look at it, is it treated as something that is quite external? You need to give it more special treatment versus like how you just wake up one day and you grab your phone and you tweet. What do you make of Twitter Spaces as a person, as a comedian especially?
As a comedian, what I can make of Twitter Spaces is that it's a really good idea because there are people you see on Twitter that always want to air out something but are not given the platform, for example, radio or TV. It's not that a lot of those trips will be invited on podcasts. But the only way they can air out their views is via Twitter Spaces. And I must say, Twitter Spaces have actually done a great job for some people because a lot of issues have been addressed via Spaces. We've had the former CEO of New Vision, Robert Kaushenga. He has had a 40-day mentorship program on Twitter Spaces whereby he has been inviting quite a number of people who are doing something great for themselves. Yeah, it's very informative. Yes, so I must say Twitter Spaces was really a great idea by Twitter because I really see a lot of brilliant chaps on Twitter and there's no way, there's no platform they can really air out their views. There's no way they can show their abilities. So Twitter Spaces really give them that great platform.
It's more like radio broadcast in their hands because they're sharing audio medium.
Yes.
And one of the things you've been, I think, on a couple of Twitter Spaces. Have you hosted some?
Not really. I've not hosted any Twitter Space, but I have been hosted on a Twitter Space. You know, when, let's say you're not yet on a space, when a person sees a space going on, most times they see a picture of a person, like a picture or two of a person who is attending a space. So most people tell me that every time I see a picture on the space and let's say like I'm being hosted, people would always want to listen in and want to listen to my story. They want to listen to what I'm saying. So, yeah.
Okay, that's the influential model behind
people have
the feature.
Always hosted me.
That's the influential model of the feature whereby when they see you, they would want to join in because their celebrity or the person they are following is part of the space. And you're saying something before I cut you off, please. You may proceed.
So most times people, I've not hosted any space, but every time most people see that I am on a space, I'm speaking, they would really want to listen in. Then also, every time I'm attending a space, the host or any speaker will see that I am on the space and they're like, oh, the romantic mochi guy is here. Give him the microphone. So every space I attend, they always want to give me the microphone because they want to hear me speak. So yeah.
Exactly. It's a very good opportunity, first of all, not only to engage with the community on Twitter, which is Ugandan, but also the fact that they recognize as a person that they can give a mic. I found uncomfortability around it. That's why I'm always not in spaces, but in space of digital marketing. They're always like, of course, when you join, they would want to hear hand over a space. So I don't know how that is going to work out, but there's that uncomfortability of throwing the mic to you when you're unprepared. When I thought of Twitter, when I see people who are utilizing Twitter spaces and those, of course, who are highly engaged with them, it is one of you. That's why I was so pumped up to see that you're also going that line. I think you're also still studying because I've been really paying attention to how you utilize social media. Now, why I bring up to the topic, it's because of your past with YouTube. And I've seen tremendous growth with your YouTube channel from zero followers to now the hundreds that you have. Maybe you can give us insights of your YouTube before we go into the nitty gritty of why did you choose to use YouTube as a platform?
Oh, apparently I have 3,380 something subscribers right now.
Yes, please.
Yes, and the views. I'm soon hitting 100K views because there's a time when I was like really so consistent. So when they kind of opened up the country, they opened up everything. I got busy, like really busy, and it would take me quite a number of weeks or months to upload work. But yeah, those are the numbers I have. They're quite. It's not a bad number. Because right now
you have skits over there, right? You have mimico content from Andrew Mwenda. You have one of people's favorites.
Tamale
Mirundi. Yes. Tell me, what intrigued you to start doing such skits? What provoked you to see, you know what, I think I should take this line of content creation?
So I used to do mimicking way back, like really way, way back. I'd kind of given it a pause. But when we were in lockdown, a lot was happening. And apart from the fact that I would go to radio, I really didn't have many things I was doing apart from going to radio and apart from the fact that there were very few weddings. So everything, there was a lot of drama in the country and this drama was by really famous people. So I sat down one time and I was like, what if I started mimicking these guys? I started taking advantage of the situation. And I'd already thought about starting up a YouTube channel, but there was that discouragement from people. And they were telling me that it's going to take you time to grow. You're going to do things and man, things will not shift. So man, I got a lot of discouragement. The colleague I used to work with at Hot 100, Tomosime, told me that, man, you just start up. Do not care about numbers or money. Just put your content. Once your content is good, of which your content is already good, people will start looking out for you and you'll see the channel growing. I was like, cool. So I did the very first video. I put it on Twitter and it really blew up on Twitter. It was Mbonye
video. Which video was that, to be specific?
It was a Mbonye video. I was mimicking Mbonye. So it trended on Twitter and on Facebook. Then Tumsime was like, man, put it on YouTube. I put it on YouTube. Yeah. And the views were quite a few, but yeah, he told me just keep on pushing. Then the next video didn't move that much, but yeah, people are giving me a good reception. Then the video that really did it for me was a video when I was mimicking Farid and Nakaziwe. Yeah, I put it on.
You really maximized with that. But for the audience, for the purpose of the international audience, those may be not knowing Mbonye, those some characters are One, he's a pastor. He's an evangelist.
He's a prophet.
A prophet. Yes. In the Christian.
A controversial
evangelical.
Prophet.
Yes, please. Mm. In the Christian evangelical communities. And the other one is a media personality who is on TV, one of the biggest celebrities in the country.
I did that video and it really, really moved. So when I put it on my YouTube channel, it kind of boosted these other ones. And yeah, the channel started growing. So I started the channel on a Tuesday. Then the following week, in a space of 1 week, I got 1,000 subscribers. Now that only because for you to get monetized, you need a maximum of 1,000 subscribers. So yeah, when I got 1,000 subscribers, I was like, okay, if I can get 1,000 subscribers, that means even the views can really go up. All I need to do
I get
is
the
to continue
excitement.
Putting
now
up
you have content. You've bypassed the monetary standard.
Hey guys, sorry, I have to interrupt this episode just for 1 minute. I have important information that will be helpful, especially to the young and upcoming CEOs in the digital and technology industry. So most of us don't have life coaches, right? On the contrary, we do find ourselves learning a lot from YouTube videos. However, we've understood that accessing such news information in the technology sector, you need to trust a dedicated news website covering finance and technology. And these ones stand out by far as the fastest means of communication to cover breaking stories and trending news. So allow me to introduce to you Mazima.com. Mazima.com is the freshest news site which shares accurate and up-to-speed information about e-commerce, sport, marketing, and startup milestones, which you will need to equip yourself with. Head to Google or any search engine and type Mazima.com. Do not forget to share stories that you find impactful and those that you love and find interesting on your social media platform so that we can grow the network. So thank you. Cheers.
Yes,
you've hit the monetary standard, and now finally you can think commercially, and all your intents are now based on how can I see this grow so that I can score more numbers and I bank on that for revenue.
Yes. So that's what really gave me the zeal to continue moving and doing it. So yeah, I kept on doing those videos, not knowing that people were really watching. Not until I was approached by a certain one of the big pay TV companies, and they wanted me to do content for them in live.
Exactly. And before we rush into that place of influencing, you've played many characters. Do you know them by number on your fingertips? How many characters you've played throughout this season?
Let me see. Quite a number. I have Dan Prophet Mbonye, Farida Nakaziwe, the media personality, Andrew Mwenda, Tamale Mirundi. Quite a number of characters.
And with this comes with diversifying. You're not only a comedian, you're not only a radio presenter, but you also do emceeing at events and weddings.
Yes.
This could be a pedestal to your growth as well in terms of exposure to clients. You probably justify that this utilization of the pandemic season with your skits increased in terms of business as a person who, of course, is looking out for better ways on increasing your personal revenues? Would you justify that you've made actually more money from 2020 to 2021 during the pandemic season, more than ever before in your lifetime career?
Trust me, you've said the right thing. I have made a lot of money. I made a lot of money during the lockdown. A lot of money than I've ever
and
made.
Do you have
in my
a percentage
career.
Growth? We're not going to ask for the money, but at least you can give us insights about the percentage growth of your
business. Yeah, it has grown by, let me say, 60%.
Wow, impressive.
Yeah,
interesting.
That's how much it has grown.
You are frequent on such events. I've seen how you really utilize social media. And could you maybe give an insight to a person who is out there listening? Probably they want to join and be maybe in a similar space, or they're quite in a similar space, but they are finding it hard to really maximize on their personal brand, on how they can, you know, improve and get similar, you know, probably audiences that can attract revenues or make such deals of influencing for big brands. What advice would you give out to that person?
Okay, first of all, you need to be unique in whatever you do. You need to be very unique. You need to be original. You do not have to copy what other people do or what other people do. Then the other thing is, when you're joining such a certain social media platform and you really want to grow with it, choose the kind of content you really want to give to the people. And the content must be relevant. You must be moving with trends, because man, these days guys move with trends. The other thing is consistency. You have to be consistent. Then another thing, do not involve yourself in wars. There are a lot of T-wars on Twitter. So if you involve yourself a lot in wars, man, it always gets to damage your brand.
Then do you want to say that you're not scandalous on social media, Emeka?
Honestly, I am not. I am when I'm only provoked. Trust me. I am when I'm only provoked. He provoked me, the Muchiga comes out. So that's the advice I can give
all right
the people out there.
And what is your biggest challenge as an entertainer during the COVID-19 season?
Biggest challenge, first of all, I mean, data prices, the way data is chewed. Because man, you need to be on social media 24/7. Then the other challenge I face is let's say I want to shoot videos, and any member of the people I really want to work with is not around. I mean, there's a way it really puts me off. Let's say my mind has been tuned to the fact that I am going to shoot this video today. I want it out because it is about something that is really trending in the country and it will move. And boom, someone just puts it into your face that, hey, I am not available. That thing.
You're giving us an insight, Emeka, that actually you don't shoot the videos by yourself, but you have a team.
Yeah, I have a team. I have a team. And there are times when I shoot the videos by myself. It's a team of the camera person and maybe a person I'm going to be acting with in a given skit. So there are times when my camera person is not around, the person I want to act with is not around, either of the two. There's a time when I'm available and the cameraman is available and the other person is not available. There's a time when I'm available, the person I'm shooting with is available, but the camera person is not available. So yeah, that's a challenge most times.
And how do you overcome this?
Well, how I do overcome it, I resort to sitting in my car. I put the phone in a certain angle. And yeah, I use all the creativity to bring out
very snackable skill set there. I think everyone should just learn from that. Just head into your car or head into your comfort zone somewhere.
Yeah, and in my kitchen, and boom, I start saying whatever I'm saying.
And I think that has been the consistent kind of footage we've been getting from you, I would commend something that you should continue with. After all, we don't know when to expect yet another lockdown. And you just shared with us that there are those factors of transportation when it gets to people's availability to reach out to you when you need them. You are a man who not only young but also inspired by many. I see how you look up to certain people. You've just shared even how you mimic characters, influential figures. Who is the one personality that you see that inspired you, or your favorite character?
Well, I would say Andrew Mwenda. He's really, I've followed him ever since I was young, and he's been the journalist I always looked up to. Then one of the best characters I do is Tamale Mirongi. It's the character people love very much, and I really nail it each and every time. Even if you've just gotten me from sleep, I would do anything about Tamale Mirongi, and it would be funny. Yeah.
And have you met him before in person?
I've met him in person before, but he didn't know that I was the person mimicking him.
Oh, yeah. I wish. When was this? Was this during this period when...
It was in 2019, before COVID. It was in 2019. I was emceeing my uncle's wedding and his friends with my uncle. So he came through and I just gave him the microphone and asked him a few questions.
Interesting. You should get to meet him. I've seen him with Andrew before. But yes, you've talked about things like how you're now getting deals, let's say, from big brands. And I think MultiChoice is one of your partners. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Yes, please. You probably can give us one of the biggest milestones with influencer marketing at the epitome of COVID-19, especially at the time when you got an awakening that you need to put out your brand out there. What are one of your biggest milestones in influencer marketing?
Well, their campaigns, the MultiChoice has been having, and they required my services as an influencer. So every time I would really put out videos mimicking a certain character, man, people would come in my DM and they were telling me, there's a way you've marketed this thing and I really need to get it for myself. Like I would market for GoTV decoders. And because of the way the video was, how funny the videos were, people would be like, I didn't have a GoTV, but you forced me to buy a GoTV. Trust me, that to me was really a huge milestone.
It was a good remark for your client, because I see you are doing influencer marketing the right way.
Yes. Another milestone I can say I hit is the fact that influencers I met on Twitter came and told me that, okay, that kind of influencing you've started is really, really a very nice way of influencing. It's actually what influencing is. Influencing is not all about tweeting, making tweets, posts. No, it's all about you going all out and you influence people to actually buy a product. So exactly. To me, that's a milestone.
Impressive. And I think you as a character, you as a comedian, radio, and all those skills that you have around are one of the things that support the skills that you possess when you're influencing. But to move on ahead, just to conclude this, you've entered Galaxy FM, like you shared with us at the beginning of the podcast.
Yes.
What legacy do you want to leave behind as a radio personality? Maybe your final remarks to this session.
Okay, as a radio personality, I want to leave a legacy of a person who was really so unique on radio, a person who every time got behind that mic, inspired, made people laugh, and changed people's lives. The kind of legacy I want to leave is that legacy whereby, whereby whenever they talk about radio, the name Emeka comes. You get, that's the kind of legacy
like
I want
Gaetano
to leave.
Gaetano or Marcus.
Gaetano, Alan Kasuja. So that's the kind of legacy I want to leave. And I'm really glad I'm starting to get really a lot of positive feedback from the listeners and from friends who listen in. So,
we've watched your climb. Of course, it would be very not favorable to commend the good climb you've had, seeing you from all across, was it Hot 100 to where you are now? I think you're putting in the work, so it's not because you're influential. But even being influential, yes, it was always because you put in the work. So I pray for you. So for you to exceed towards the skies you want to touch, I know you can potentially reach there. Unless when you have, of course, any final remarks to anyone that is listening to this podcast, and also mention probably your handles on how they can reach you.
Okay, thank you so much. The advice I have to people out there, man, what if you're doing anything, just do it with passion. Do it with one heart. Do not care about the words people say. Do not care about the words people say, man. People will always talk. People are people. People will always be people. They will always talk. So all you need to do is just be consistent. Do not take in negative energy. Always be positive. Always be positive. Even if people throw a lot of negativity towards you, trust me, do not take it in, because a lot of guys have thrown negativity to me on Twitter. And man, what has kept me moving is the fact that I do not take it, that negativity. So just keep moving. One day, one time, you will get there. My handles are at Emeka UG on Twitter, Emeka UG on YouTube, Collins Emeka on Facebook, and Collins Emeka on Snapchat and Instagram.
And congratulations on your verification, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This has been Emeka, guys. We've just heard from him. I'm glad to have had you. I hope we shall have you next time. So much to learn from you. I know you are still a young man who's trying to grow into whatever you're doing. And I'm surely very aware that you reach the stars. And of course, thank you for that message of positivity. Until next time.
You're welcome. All right.
So, cheers.
This podcast is brought to you by Grey Point Media. Yeah.